Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Teach Me Sweden, a Swedish history podcast where two friends, two comedians that don't know anything about Swedish history get together and make fun of actual stories from Swedish history. I'm Jonathan Rollins.
Och jag heter ju Erik Broström. Det är jag som är svensken. Det hör ni ju på mig när jag pratar med munnen. Och det här avsnittet är speciellt för att Jonathan är i Austin, Texas och jag är i Stockholm, Sweden. Och vi har försökt hitta intressanta svenskar i Austin, Texas. Hittade en det är det som följer här, antar jag. En historia.
Yes, he's the most Swedish person ever. And he's got all the family doing the things between you and me and I.
It's everything. Yeah, it's everything between a hayride and texting at the Alamo.
That's right. Yeah. So stay tuned for this one.
Cool.
Theater was gonna have you there.
No, I was just, jag satt bara vid datorn och bara typ så här kollade på film, vanlig film, inte erotisk film. Och helt plötsligt dök du upp. Shit, vad
yeah,
coolt.
Man.
Ja.
I came here for an erotic film. And then all of a sudden you pop up.
Oh, I see what happened. We went to the same website.
This is the weirdest webcam site I've ever seen. I'm a history cam girl.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I'm a happened before Buffy 532. Yeah, man. Jag ska jobba på mina impromptu web names. Jag vet inte vad det heter. Vad kul att få prata med dig från Texas. God morgon, tänkte jag säga.
Good morning, man.
It's like 9:10 at your place.
9:30 here.
Yeah, 4:30 here. Och det här spelas in. Vi kommer att släppa det här nästa dag. Och jag tänkte så här. Vi insåg att vi inte hade något avsnitt på lager och jag visste att du skulle vara i Texas och att vi kanske inte gör ett helt vanligt avsnitt eftersom vi ändå inte kan ses live. Och då tänkte jag, men vad finns det för svenska avtryck i Texas? Var min första tanke. Och då började jag googla lite och baserat på min enkla googling tänkte jag att vi skulle diskutera lite. Okay. Om det känns bra för dig.
That feels good.
I love it. Har du åkt förbi något som heter Go Valley eller Go Val? När du varit i?
No.
Nej. Det finns tydligen. It's kind of like a small, maybe it's like a community or just a historical artifact of an old barn house. Det är lite oklart exakt vad det var, men det är. Det är ett svenskt namn, ett svenskt ord som heter Godvall, which is like
the choice.
No, because that's Godval. Godvall är man vallar fåren, man vallar kor. Grazing. It's good grazing.
Okay.
Och
how do you spell Val? V-A-L-L.
V-A-L-L in Sweden, and this is Godval with an E at the end in America. Always
say Govel, probably Govel.
Yeah, but it's a double L, so G O V A L L E. So I would say Govel.
Govel, I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Go home. English is tricky, man. Don't let the E at the end makes it a long
Go Vale, Go Val,
Go Valley.
Yeah, no.
Go Vale.
Yeah, maybe it's Go Valley. Hey, Go Valley. men det var en smålänning som flyttade till till Austin. Det är nära Austin, det är därför jag tar upp det.
Okej.
Okay. Som heter Svante M. Svensson. Have you heard of him?
Oh, that's not a Swedish name at
no,
all.
No, no, not at all.
I can't believe it. Svante Svensson.
Yeah, Svante Svensson.
I've heard the name before. Yeah.
You have? That's cool.
Yeah, but it's probably some, very, it seems like a common name.
Yeah, yeah. And he's done it like W spelled because he's in America. So it's Svante M. Svensson, I guess. I don't know if man skulle uttala, man säger väl Svensson. Svensson. I don't know.
Svensson.
Svante M. Svensson. Han föddes i Barkeryd socken i Jönköping. Han är smålänning.
And probably religious, right?
Han är ju en immigrant, precis. Men jag vet inte vad han... Det står inte så mycket om hans religiösa grejer, men förmodligen...
I'm just thinking Jönköping.
Oh, because it's the Bible Belt. Yeah, 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 very... Yeah,
yeah, man.
Yeah, that's...
He came right over here, like he fit right in.
Oh, yeah. Ja, yeah. Men det är så lustigt att han är i Jönköping och bara, nej, mer religion.
Yeah. Yeah, we need some oil, big things,
yeah.
And big churches, Texas.
Ja, yeah. Han föddes 1816 och han flyttade till USA 1836. Och... Mm. Han jobbade runt lite och sen åkte han ner till Texas och han startade ett ranchbolag som heter SMS Ranches. SMS, it's not text. He's not a tech engineer. He didn't invent texting.
SMS. What's his middle name?
Magnus. Very un-Swedish.
Magnus.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, it's the most Swedish man ever.
It's Sven
Svante. What color? What's his brand?
Yeah, Sven Svante Magnus Svensson. So, Sven Magnus Svensson. Can you imagine?
SMS.
Yeah, SMS. Och tydligen det är en jättestor cattle ranch corporation i USA, i Texas.
Okay.
Nu ska vi se. Han åkte till Texas som just hade förklarat sig självständigt från Mexiko. Han var kompis med Houston, Sam Houston. Do you know this story?
Oh shit.
Yeah. So he was
I know Sam Houston.
Yeah. So right about the declaration from Mexico. So basically he knew Sam Houston during the Alamo. Pretty much.
Oh wow.
Jag tänker gå så långt som att säga att han var säkert där. Han var den enda överlevaren från Alamo.
Definitely.
I think
definitely.
So.
Definitely. He was sending text messages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To Mexico telling him to give up.
I'm going to sneak out the back. Please don't kill me.
Yeah. I think he knew Davy Crockett. I don't know if you know the story of Davy Crockett.
Yeah, yeah, of course I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm a Swede that I'm only sure. watched American movies. Jag tror jag sett den John Wayne-versionen av The Alamo säkert 50 gånger eller någonting.
Oh, wow.
That's a long fucker. It's like 3 hours. Det var mycket på den tiden, tycker jag. Var är från? 62, tror jag.
Yeah.
Richard Widmark, John Wayne, a bunch of other guys.
A bunch of black actors.
Yes, so. Yeah, yeah, there was tremendous. Det är ju en... Det är så roligt, de gjorde en ny version av Alamo med Billy Bob Thornton och lite andra. Och det roliga är att det finns ju en Jim Bowie då, som Richard Widmark spelade gamla. Han har ju en slav, alltså, som är svart såklart. Som han säger så här, you're free. Och så typ, och den här slaven bara, if I'm a free man I'm gonna stay here and fight for you.
Oh.
I den nya versionen, han bara, I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
That's yeah, more realistic. Mm,
yeah, which one is more historically accurate? I wonder.
Yeah, yeah.
No, he loved his master so much, he had to stay with him. Han offrar sitt liv i filmen. Han slänger sig framför Jim Bowie. Spoiler, alla dör i Alamo. Han slänger sig framför Jim Bowie och blir spetsad. Och sen dödar de Jim Bowie i alla fall.
Yeah,
what are the chances?
Guy living a white guy.
No. He's dying in the original and in the 62.
No, I'm saying he got to die first though.
Oh yeah. Of course, yeah.
Got that first.
Everything for master.
Thank you for everything you've done for me, son.
Thank you for freeing me the last 5 minutes of my life.
Now I can go on and live in the afterlife as your angel slave. You want me to clean off your wings, boss? And the sequel is like is Angel Slave.
Oh my god. I hear that the cotton fields don't hurt your back in heaven.
I got your horse just like you like it. So.
That is a Hollywood's
unicorn.
Hollywood's unicorn horn off. Hollywoods version av hur svarta hade det under 1840-talet. Deras bild av himmelriket. Jesus. Nej, men så han var säkert där. Skrev till Santa Anna, I'm sneaking out the back. By the way, David Crockett has a weird hat. Och sen, shoop, out. Någonting sånt.
That's good.
Men han, själva SMS Ranches... ska se, jag tog upp lite historia från dem här. Ja, det är någonstans Galveston, Texas 38.
Oh, wow, Galveston.
Yeah, isn't that close by or something?
Yeah, it's not far from Houston. It's the next city like between here and Houston is Galveston.
Ja, här är en engelsk artikel så jag kan läsa lite därifrån. By 1850, Svante had established himself in the general merchandise business in Austin. His large frontier trading post traded saddles, boots, blankets, and many other supplies. Trading, Svensson began acquiring substantial amounts of land. By 1860, Svensson had accumulated over 680,000 acres in Texas.
Damn!
Mm-hmm.
We've read a lot about Swedes in the past and their trading. Yeah. It's like a big thing, man.
Yeah. Han hade mycket...
Get into the trading industry.
North Texas, north of Abilene, hade han massa in unsettled territories. Mm. Och sen...
Yeah. He came to America and did our thing, man.
Yeah. Så står det, för att han var en ally med Sam Houston och han spoke out mot the secession. När det blev Civil War.
Mm. Yeah, Texas tried to secede a few times.
Och för att han skrek så mycket om det, för att han var emot det, så blev han nästan assassinated i början av the Civil War. The Dixie didn't like him. Och de fortsatte hota hans liv, så han flydde till Mexico 1863. Of course, because he texted Santa Anna. So he had friends there, right? He fled to Mexico in 1863. Wow. Och han åkte dit, han flydde dit under straw in a covered wagon. What a cliche.
No way.
That's a
He's lying. He must have said that when at a bar.
Exactly.
So then I went in a carriage.
And judge to my surprise.
Right after
in the hay, yeah, a right gorgeous after. Woman. We had a romantic
and that's
endeavor.
How I met my wife.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool though, man.
That's cool.
In straw to get across the border.
Yeah. Like, who would fall for that? That's like...
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't even need to check it. What's there going to be a human in there?
Yeah. Yeah.
Go on by.
Det är så här, man tror ju aldrig att det ligger en nyckel under dörrmattan, men man tittar ju. Det är första stället man tittar på. Om någon är dum att lägga nyckeln där, man bara, ah, what a fucking idiot. This house is mine now. Men efter Civil War så flyttade han till New York City med sin fru. Undrar vem hans fru var. Jag tror han har en svensk fru.
It was the lady from the lady from the straw.
Yeah, the lady from the straw wagon, but what was her name? I have to check this out.
Sylvia Svensson.
Oof, I like that. We should do like a betting service and do these episodes live.
Linda.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's an older one. It's an older name.
Yeah. No way, it's Linda. It's probably like... I'm trying to find
Birgit.
Birgit is a good guess, yeah. Let's see here. I can always check. Let's see. Who was his... It says my meeting will end in 10 minutes here.
You only get 40 minutes on me.
Yeah, so we'll start over when it ends. It's like 9 minutes left. Cool.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nu ska vi se. Vem har han gift med? I've got to know. It doesn't say.
I say Birgit or Ingrid.
Mm-hmm. Ingrid is my... Yeah, that's a really good guess. I'm going to go with Ingrid also, because I really haven't checked up. Let's see. I'm Googling this, because I want to know.
Yeah. So that's what you do when you want to know something. I personally use...
No, dude. This is going to blow your mind.
Just ask Jeeves.
It's like a search engine. It's called Google.
It's not. It's better than Ask Jeeves. Did y'all have that?
What was it? Jeeves?
Ask Jeeves. Yeah.
It was no. Like
a Google before Google.
Oh, really?
It was like a search engine before Google, yeah.
Ooh, han har flera fruar, eller? Nu ska vi se.
Okay. Player.
Yeah. Första hustrun. Nej, vad fan. Fuck it. Vi säger Birgit, Ingrid. I can't find it.
Oh man.
It was hard to like the English thing about SMS cattle ranches, the Swenson ranches. Mm-hmm. It's the best summary of his life. Mm. The other one is kind of crappy. Wow. Yeah. Vi är inte så stolta över honom i Sverige uppenbarligen. För att
why not?
Han drog. Han har valt sitt. He chose his fucking land.
No, we like Swedes that leave, right?
Yeah, we do.
To America, and especially when they get successful in America.
Yeah, true. När han flyttade till New York med sin fru då, som heter Ingrid.
Went to New York?
Yeah, after the Civil War, of course, because he was a Northern sympathizer.
Oh, it's all about the North, yeah.
So he sold off all the holdings in Austin, but...
And his slave...
yeah, come to New York City.
He traded a slave in.
I really support your cause. You know,
I'm going to the North. Yeah. You stay here, man. It's gonna be all right here. You're used to this stuff, man.
Can't bring
how much does a slave go for?
I can't bring my slaves to New York City. I have to sell you off.
It'd be weird.
Yeah. Tänk om han hade slavar och ändå protesterade. Could you be? Man kan inte vara en Northern sympathizer. Och ha slavar.
He's like, no. I'm against the war for economic reasons.
I'm against the war, but for the slaves.
Yes. I don't think with my heart.
Yeah. Think with my wallet. I got ranches.
You see how much land I have?
I got ranches to maintain.
I can maintain this land with good wages?
Hired help? Fuck that. Free help? Yes. Men han hade kvar massa mark vid northern part of Texas, där vid Abilene, antar jag. Mm. 1862 så blev allt område fenced and organized. Jag antar att det styckades upp.
Oh wow.
Från hans söner som heter Erik och Sven Albin. Och de började dela upp det. Svante dog 1896 och då ärvde alla barnen. Det var tre stycken ranches som hette Eriksdal, Eleonora och,
oh, wow,
och Mount Albin, after one of his kids, I guess. Sven Albin, yeah, hade en egen ranch.
Sven Albin.
Yeah, Mount Albin. I'm thinking he was like a big... I'm thinking of the mountain in Game of Thrones, you know. It's big. Have you seen Game of Thrones?
Of course I've seen Game of Thrones.
Okay, yeah. You know the mountain?
Yeah.
Who kills, spoiler, who kills Pedro Pascal.
Yes, man. Yeah. Pops his head like a fucking grape, yeah.
Yeah, he's mountain. This is Mount Albin, so it's practically the same. So maybe it was...
Rather big guy.
Yeah, it was Eric. He was like, hi, he's like me. And then Sven Albin is like...
Like papa. Papa Bovi.
Papa.
Papa Bovi had. A Hendem is Slavin.
Oh.
Varför var vi emot slavar för? Det var bättre för.
Och sen typ, det är jättemycket historia här eftersom det är typ deras sida. Men det ser ut att ha gått bra för de här. Erik Svensson, Svantes oldest son, remained as president of the ranchers until his death in 1945. En av hans söner, Sven R. Svensson. De har ingen fantasi när det kommer till namn här.
No, man. If it's Sven R. Svensson, we know.
Yeah,
your name is a sentence.
Everyone doesn't have to be Sven. Like, come on.
His name is a sentence.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Sven R. Svensson.
Sven R. Svensson. Yeah, yeah, yeah. A little bit on the nose. Vad heter du? Sven R. Svensson. Ja, ja, okej.
We know.
Ja. Yeah. Talar om dig själv i tredje person och hävdar att du är Svensson. Ja, ja. Sven R. Svensson. Sure, sure.
What an asshole.
Yeah, right? Asshole. I regret doing this story now. Sen, nu ska vi se, three of the groups have since sold their ranches. Three remaining group, whose land included the Flattop Ranch, was headed by Bruce B. Svensson, one of Sven R. Svensson's sons.
That's Bruce. Another sentence.
Bruce B. Svensson, bitch.
The sentence family.
Fan vad roligt de har hemma. Sven R. Svensson. Yeah, but Bruce B. Svensson, right?
Oh yeah, well Lydia, you Svensson.
What do you think, who? Who are Svensson? And then it says they had a comedy duo where they did an alternate take of Who's On First.
Well, I Svensson. You Svensson. Well, W.E. Svensson, right?
Well, who are Svensson? Oh my god. The less successful comedy settings of Svensson family. Hur gick det då? Hur slutade det? With many shareholders
none
now.
None of them moved back to Sweden, huh?
No, seems like they stuck to it.
Stayed in America.
Yeah. In the past 10 years or so, wildlife is abundant at Flat Top, and hunting leases have contributed a substantial revenue, blah, blah, blah. Bah, bah, bah. Whole Foods, a frequent buyer of some of the cattle, has audited the operations twice in the last 5 years and awarded the ranch its highest rating for animal welfare for an operation with this number of cattle.
Wow. Good job, Swedes.
Yeah, I guess so. It's a pretty good company, I guess.
That's good, finding a Texas connection like that.
Dude, it was hard. This was the only one I found. Men tydligen så var det, han tog in jättemånga svenskar där för länge sedan då, när han startade SMS Ranches. Mm-hmm. Så det kom jättemycket immigranter ner till Texas. För kolla lite där, de flesta är i Minnesota, sen är det typ Californian. Or as I like to call them, the smart ones. moving to warmer climate. Jag vet inte vart Texas hamnade på det, men det är säkert inte så många liksom. Mm. Men coolt. Fett coolt tycker jag ändå.
Ja. Yeah.
Wow. I guess that's the story, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
He died of something. Old, I think I'm thinking it was old age. I'm guessing it was old age. I'm sorry about that. I'm getting some notifications here. Sorry. That was pretty wild, right?
Yeah.
He died in Brooklyn in New York. So.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I guess that's the story, man.
I like it. Thanks, man.
It's a Texas story. It's a. Men det blev bättre när vi kom på att han var med i Alamo, tycker jag.
Yeah. That's cool. He lived an interesting life.
Yeah, man, we richened his history. You and me, we did it.
Now people know about Svante Svensson.
Yeah. Right? I've never heard of him.
No.
So that was a story about Svenneli Svensson.
Sven you.
Yeah.
Sven me.
Sven you. Sven me.
Sven me.
Sven down in Texas.
Sven it together. The Sven family.
Oh, du vet att det kommer vara deras soundtrack om man gör en film. En Hollywood-rulle. Fan vad nice det skulle vara.
How's that movie gonna be? Hey, I'm gonna go to America and never come back.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's it.
He wasn't like super remarkable. He started a big farm and then bought a bunch of land.
It wasn't a lot of, no, it's like, no.
I guess the hay ride is the apex.
Det är liksom det spännande, men det är också väldigt mycket säkert bullshit. Han åkte säkert tåg first class ner till Mexiko. Förmodligen. Ja, men det var lite ett speciellt avsnitt Overlink. Det var vi kul att få till det och prova att prata över två kontinenter. Så får vi se.
Yeah, man, it's fun.
Because you'll be back next Tuesday. We'll probably have time to record IRL. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
Det här har varit Teach Me Sweden. Du kan bli Patreon. Gå in på Teach Me... vad fan heter det? Patreon.com/Teach Me Sweden. Och ge oss lite pengar så att vi blir lika rika som Sven Svensson. Det skulle vara trevligt.
We want to move to Texas and buy everything.
Exakt, vi vill öppna upp en podcaststudio i Austin.
Yes.
It's the dream. Skicka lite. Du kan skicka, vad heter det? teachmesweden@gmail.com. Maila om ni vill pitcha stories till oss. Är det på engelska så får Jonathan det på svenska så skickas det till mig. Det är väl det.
Yes,
typ.
Yes, man.
So this has
we
been.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, we do. We really do. Be a patron or die. Oh, jag är hård mot de hårda.
Yeah, see, man.
Yeah. This has been Teach Me Sweden. I have been Erik Broström.
And I've been Jonathan Rollins. We'll catch y'all next time.
Yeah. Fred.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.